I'm Zach Eulin with today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on AM and FM KCII. On today's program, you'll hear from Mark Kaufman, Chad Edeker, and Colton Horrock during the dedication of the new Mark and Mary Kaufman Athletic Training Facility at Waco High School Friday, September 7th. Up first, you'll hear from Mark Kaufman.
So this plaque reads, "The Kaufman Athletic Training and Fitness Center was made possible through the generosity of the Mark and Mary Ann Foundation, supporting lifelong health, fitness, and training for the Waco community and students." September 7th, 2018.
I appreciate that, Tim, and you've been a joy to work with, so thank you very much. For any number of reasons, I'm surprised, honored, and humbled to be here. A little over 27 years ago, I hired an office coordinator and opened a company called Athletico Physical Therapy in the Gold Coast area of Chicago. I was 26 years old and pretty much had no idea what I was doing, or certainly did not have any idea of what this 27-year ride was going to be like, and I had no expectation to ever be in the situation I find myself in today. Marianne and I are very proud of what Athletico Physical Therapy has become and are appreciative of the opportunities it has created, including why we are here. Like with anything of this nature, it could not happen without the right people coming together in the right timing and offering up their best contributions. A couple nights ago, I looked back in my emails for this project and saw that I first received an email about it from Byron Roth on my birthday, which 5 years ago was this past Wednesday, so 5 years ago. Is when at some point they had dedicated the track and field complex. And that certainly was a catalyst for this project, because Byron at that time said, "They need a weight room and you should build it." And I'm like, okay, let's talk about that. That led to several calls with Tim and that infamous meeting at the Iowa State game, which for all us Iowa fans, I'm sure everyone in the room is an Iowa fan. See a couple problems. We'll get to enjoy that hopefully tomorrow. Want to thank my classmate Mike Roth, who was integral to this, and pushing, guiding, and offering his feedback along the way. And so we are here, and I'm also pleased then another Waco graduate, Greg Gowie, Greg, raise your hand, was the architect for this project. There are several others that were important to the project, including Chad Edeker, Brian Bergstrom, the entire construction team, the administration and board of Waco High School, and I'm sure there are many others I'm missing. The brother of one of my Athletico colleagues, Travis Egli, I work with in Chicago, Tim Egli, I've got to know, has obviously had some interesting weeks getting the mud sorted out outside. And being the son of a carpenter, I'm especially appreciative of all the workers' contributions to this project. And finally, there are many others who contributed to this in different ways. I'm talking about all the faculty, past and present, of Waco High School, but especially those who were here from 1978 to 1982, when I was here. Or even more importantly, all those teachers and coaches who put up with me from around 1968 to 1982 when I was a student at Waco. All of my classmates, my teammates, my friends from the class of 1982 and the surrounding classes still mean the world to me, and of course, my family. My dad, Larry, is from Wayland, or his dad. Born and raised in Wayland, or outside Wayland, south of town. My mom, Carol, is from Sweetsburg, and I, of course, grew up in Olds. I'm very proud to have the Kaufman name on the facility, and to be in front of you today is beyond my wildest dreams 36 years ago when I graduated from Waco. I would also like to thank all my colleagues at Athletico who helped make this possible, and finally, Marianne and our three daughters, Spotini, Margaret, and Christina, who couldn't be with us today. Someone smarter than me taught me that in the end, all you have are your memories, and I appreciate all of you making this a special one for me and my family today. Thank you very much.
Here's Waco Athletic Director Chad Edeker.
Oh, just incredible. I mean, you know, just like it did with Washington when they built the new one and, you know, started getting kids there. We had about 30 or 40 kids in the weight room this summer just in anticipation of this room, which was probably double. You know, in the summers past, we were at the 15, 20 kid range, and we were 30 to 40 kids every morning in the weight room this summer. And, you know, once we get into this great facility, it will be even more. I mean, I think the kids will want to be here. I mean, it's a cool environment. You know, and I always said, you know, we'd build a new weight room when the other one was full. Well, this summer it was full. We were out of the weight room the entire time, and it's just going to be incredible.
And Waco student Colton Horrock.
I just think it's amazing. I think it's a great opportunity for our community, for our school, for all my classmates, all my teammates. I just think it's going to be great. Right when you, just the whole thing, the whole idea of it, just the whole sight of the whole thing is just, it makes you want to go to weights. It's just, it's inspiring. It's, it makes, it kind of gets you pumped up. Like all of us sitting there listening to Mark and Tim talk, it kind of got us all going and made us want to, you know, get better and, you know, just excited for all of our seasons.
That was today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on AM and FM KCII, as you heard from Mark Kaufman, Chad Edeker, and Colton Horrock during the dedication of the new Mark and Mary Kaufman Athletic Training Facility at Waco High School from Friday, September 7th. You can find In Touch with Southeast Iowa online at kciiradio.com. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.